This is CliffCentral.com.
There we go. And we're all on. Put us all on. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Nice.
Remember the movie?
I know this from another movie. It's on the internet.
Stone Roses.
I don't know if we can talk about it.
Well done, James. Jason.
James. Oh, you guys have been having DSTV.
Have you seen James and Jason? They walked in here. James left Jason's stage.
You guys have been having DSTV, that's why. You guys had Mnet decoders. Remember those?
I'm actually, my kid last night, he sees the decoder in the drawer. He goes, Dad, let's plug this back in. I'm like, nope.
Yeah,
there's some problems.
No, we didn't. I was
recessional.
I was a child of open time. I was.
Me too.
Yeah. So play those songs.
So do you know where you are? It's Friday.
Yeah.
The 27th of October, 2019.
Is that where I am?
And where are you now?
I'm at Cliff Central.
We like to have the guest introduce the show. My name is Dave. This is, what's the show called?
The show is called Friday with Dave. Friday with Dave and Snooze.
No, you see, people don't know what's cutting now. Because it's only called the Just Now Comedy Podcast. We came up with a really cool name, yeah. Just Now.
Okay.
When does it start?
Just now.
Yeah. And there, normally Eric Jansen's in where you're sitting now.
Yeah, no, I'm doing
it. He seems to have found a real job.
I'm standing
and
in
left
for Eric.
Us. He's left us.
No, but now you got the BE point. So just Eric was mad white.
Eric's see-through. So I've got you on there.
Transparency.
And then I've got Jason. I don't know why. Maybe there is a James also coming.
Possibly, yeah.
Jason Black's joined us as well. I won't say he's from CBC Craft Brewers, Cape Brewing Company.
No, it's very important.
Because we don't want to have anyone think that we're punting you.
Yeah.
But you are here for a good reason, and it is for comedy.
And beer.
No, it's for comedy.
Okay, it's but for
what
comedy.
What we had for many years here was something called the Breakfast Beer Club. It was called the BBC.
Oh.
And a lot of people thought it was Big Black Cock. So we, and because it was only me and Eric.
The fake booze, as Trump would say. Fake booze.
Fake news.
The fake booze.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. Bigly.
Not all black men have got big cocks. You're misrepresenting orange people.
I've got a tremendous
Why does
penis?
He sound like Helen Zille with an American accent?
Maybe it is Helen Zille with an American accent.
No,
Where is Helen?
Because you know she left.
Exactly.
Around about the same time when he was elected.
Helen DeGeneres.
She started doing... She started doing that colonial stuff.
Yeah.
Cape Town without wouldn't have roads and hospitals. We'd still be living in huts.
That was the season finale.
And then the guys in Kalichi go, we're still living in huts, bitch.
She's like, fuck it, I'm going to the States. Can we say that?
No, you can't really, but you just did.
So I can't say fuck it.
Say it again. Let me see if anything happens.
Fuck it. Was there a beep? I didn't hear a beep.
Okay, so we're 8 minutes into the show. So here's the deal. Have you heard of this? Have you heard of this before? You have been on before.
We
discussed a little
bit. On the phone.
You were on the phone.
Yeah, I wasn't invited. Apparently, they were like, "No, let's check him out real quick."
I'm opening the doors to every single comedian in the country to arrive here at 9 o'clock on a Friday morning.
God bless you.
You may come into the studio.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Shout out to
an
Dave.
Opening call. Shout out
to
Dave.
Comedy.
All right. So.
Kill.
The song's finished.
Are you now playing Candy Crush on your laptop?
How did you know? So you phoned you before and we spoke to you about something. What was that? What were you doing at that time? There was a show. There was something.
It was gigs. I think we were supposed to do something, Gardens comedy or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. Cancelled.
These
gigs do get cancelled. A lot of them they with good intentions.
And they don't know that that's how we eat.
Yeah, so have you done Park Acoustics?
They're like, yo, Snooze, you're looking good. I'm like, no, they're cancelling gigs, fam. Stop.
Have you done Park Acoustics at the Food Trucker Monument?
Not yet. It's
that's quite a crossover if you think about it.
But yeah. Pretoria is a nice
Jason,
place to do comedy.
Food Trucker Monument? Well, give us the history. You've got a nice beard there. You've got I just want to explain to people that can't see you. We're going to take a photo later. But there's a lot of, I'm trying to think who it is. Benjamin Franklin.
Like a young Santa.
Young Santa. Young just Santa. Just in October-ish.
Young
just
sexy before Santa.
Before he hits the rose.
Yes.
Tobisa Flonga, grab a chair, grab a mic.
Oh, my boy.
I told you we surround you with comedians.
My boy.
Yeah, there we go. Tobisa. Let me see. Just test your thing there. See if you walk and talk to us.
It's about to be a party.
Yeah, yeah. Can you hear him in your ears?
Yeah. Yo, turn him up here.
Yeah. I told you we'd be surrounded by comedians. Thank you. This is your song. Like, you said that you'd come, and I said, do you know where it is? Do you know where to go? And like, you've been here before, man.
Where? Oh, yeah. No. We were talking about the other place.
Which one?
Shapa or something.
Oh, there, yes, we're going to Soweto. We're going to do
is
some, it that's not comedy. Ooh. So yeah. The Sharp Stadium is in Soweto, and there's a massive beer festival.
Oh,
it's
going
to be crazy.
He's big in Soweto.
No,
Jason was telling me. He's on the Soweto Walk of Fame.
There's a Soweto Walk of Fame?
Yeah.
Okay, so we were just talking about the podcast and what it is, just to explain to Snooze,
yeah.
And then to you, Tabiso. You've been on before.
Yeah, okay. A number of times.
Okay, cool. So welcome back. Tell Snooze what it's like. Tell him what it's like.
Sorry, I'm on the gram right now. Ah!
Come on,
I'm joking. Oh, like,
yeah. In Cape Town, when I was on the gram, it was 400 rand. There you go.
Talk to me. I got
tell
to
Snooze. He's listening.
I got the guy.
Give yeah, yeah. Well, I got a guy. Since the last, how many viewers or listeners?
There's still eight. There's still eight.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay.
Jason,
so,
I think 10 now.
Jason.
Yeah.
Tabiso.
Absolutely.
What's up, hey.
I'm right here.
You know what the thing is? You the last time I saw a photograph of you was with all your awards, and you just said like, I'm doing this, man. I'm raking them in.
Yeah.
What is the latest one?
Shine on them.
We have an award winner on the show.
I wasn't. Did I say I'm raking them in? I don't know.
There was a boxing glove for the roast. And more?
There was. What else? Oh, the Waldo.
The Waldo, the Comics Choice Award. What did you win? Tell us.
Congrats.
Newcomer of the Year.
Oh.
Yes.
But you kind of. That newcomer, I feel, is the only. It's going to sound weird. It's the most legit award. Because everyone starts comedy somewhere. We all can go back to the time we started.
Yeah.
What's happening now with Comics Choice is you can now pinpoint the place where you started.
Oh, yeah.
And you can say, I'm a newcomer. I got this.
Yeah.
With the other awards, you kind of go intermediate. You've been doing it for 3 years. It's very wishy-washy. 5 years, 2 years, 1 year.
Yeah.
Breakthrough. Then the pen. Then the other one. Like you started now in the business and it's shit. With the newcomer, you're like, I'm still new. How's this comedy thing? What's it like? Look, and then you do this.
It's
and
exciting.
And then you go, and then what do I do? And then what do I do? By the time you're intermediate, like, fuck this. Where must I go? Barney's. What? Tilt. Why must I drive to Benoni?
I've been doing a lot of those.
It's so nice.
Do I really have to go there? Yes, you need
money. I just like the freshness.
Yeah. I guess it's cool. It is kind of cool. It
what other award? There was a big photograph, man. Was there some stuff from school? The long jump?
No.
And the 14?
Yeah.
It was like a whole
There was the play. Grab the mic.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think. And then there was
check
also
for 10 grand.
Yeah, the check.
So hang on a minute. This is big.
Yeah, where's that 10 grand?
Some people say it's like it's egotistical, saying, look at my awards. But you've got to do this, man. You've got to tell people, guys, 4 years ago, you guys said I couldn't do this.
And now I'm
doing some shit.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. So there's grab the mic. There was a check.
And then the Comedy Central Roast. Chibobo special trophy thing we had.
Did you see how weird that was? The Kaiser Chiefs and Pirates, okay, before the derby, they did a comedy, which is clever. You sort of tag along with these things.
That's
hard
smart.
Enough getting traction.
Yeah.
So from what? So they phoned Kaiser Chiefs, the guys, yo, what do you guys need? Do you need jerseys? Can we put some balls on the stage? Do you want they want that funeral policy?
They were there with everything.
Do you know the Pirates I'm an odd for weeks and said, sorry guys, we don't really know because it's the derby and there's so much pressure on those two teams.
Mm.
Guess what? It was a draw. And guess what the last one was? It was a draw. And 7 years ago, it was
five
a draw.
Five out of the game, last man. Seven derbies were a draw.
You don't win that game because either way, if you win it, they hate you. If you lose, they're going to get killed outside the stadium.
Yeah.
So you just, let's have a draw,
so
guys.
It's a safety thing. Cool? They're like, guys, best practice.
I don't know if it is.
Let's just draw.
They just suck.
All protocol.
Otherwise, our fans won't make it home. And there goes our money.
All it's protocol observed.
Smart. Exactly.
Yeah, but they pulled out at the end. Just like before we started recording.
Pirates.
Classic soccer players.
I think two
classic soccer
players. Yeah, they like pulling out.
They like pulling
boys.
Out those guys.
They pull out a lot.
You know what? For the brand, it is weird because we've got a guy from CBC Brewery. So he understands if someone says to you, come and be on a comedy podcast, you're like, oh, what the hell am I going to do? So this is, James, what do you think of this? Where do you fit in?
Fit into this?
Also, your name's Jason.
Yes. Can I have that as well?
No, fuck you. Jason Black. And then not from Jack Black?
Not from Jack Black.
Okay, Jason. No. So you've got something big as well because we've got something called Brouhaha at Empress.
Yeah, so I think probably the first comedy and beer festival or craft festival, should I say, because there's going to be a bunch of gin guys there as well.
Nice.
Oh,
some comedy, things. Some comedians. Yeah, yeah. And it's on the East Rand.
So when's this?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, I didn't get that invitation.
Yeah, I also had
got
to,
it now,
I had to invite myself to this thing. when you see a lineup of comedians, you're like, what is this? And then you phone one of the comedians and say, who's organizing this? No, I don't know. And then you're like, but you're just going to arrive, hey?
Yeah.
No one's phoned you. You're just arriving. Someone phoned you.
No, just be like, I know Jason. I know Jason. Yeah, yeah. I know Jason. Call Jason.
Yeah.
Sexy Santa. Just, I know Sexy Santa.
Just walk in with a microphone.
Why did you say
yeah, so that's going to be...
It's like the comedy version of walking in with the guitar.
Who's on at this? This is a, it's clever because it's the things that have been missing from comedy is to tag it along with something. Yeah. Rompy racing and comedy. Some DJs in comedy.
Strip clubs and comedy.
Snooze.
Yeah, we've spoken about this thoroughly.
It doesn't work.
Why should we spend our money there? Why can't we make money at a strip club, guys?
That's Sun City gig. Have you done it?
Oh, but hey.
Have you done the Sun City
listen,
gig?
Listen, not the Sun City. Okay, the Sun City gig is different because the strip club is just behind it, right?
Exactly.
Yes. I did kind of like a test run for like a good 2 months at the Summit.
You did Summit, hey?
Yeah.
But you've got a lecker story about a guy making it.
Yeah, right. They were making it for comedians. They were throwing money while comedians were telling jokes. It was that funny.
Can you just put us in the picture? A lot of our overseas people, because we do have people in London and one guy in Holland. Okay. And someone apologized. You know when you have a meeting and they say apologies and then the minutes of the meeting of the previous meeting and then we all meet for the AGM? Someone sent me a WhatsApp and said, I'm sorry I won't be listening today. I've got to go. And so Michelle apologized. That's how cool.
Shout out to Michelle.
What's it like having a million followers?
Who never apologized.
All you need is that one person.
Yeah, you don't even know the names of a million people, but you know Michelle.
I know Jason.
Exactly.
I call him
eventually.
J Boogie. J Santa.
Okay, so start again. Where is the Summit Club?
It's in Hillbrow. Suddenly this story doesn't sound.
Wait, I'm gonna play some protest songs. Okay, go.
Okay, so it is in Hillbrow, right?
Yeah.
But it's a cool establishment. It's very un-Hillbrow-like.
It's upmarket Hillbrow.
It's upstairs, yeah. not upmarket.
Yeah, it's upstairs.
It's a market below. It sells those fucking giraffes.
But it was fun, guys. Because the first one was kind of like rock.
Who approached you? Did you approach? You were at the strip club city. Yeah,
no. The guy came to watch me at Parker's like a couple of times. And then he spoke to me about it. And I was like, nah, you know how sometimes audience members like to crack jokes and you think, okay. Yeah. So I thought, no, he's just kidding.
Or they like to
sell you at the bar.
They like to sell you dreams like, yo, my kid's having a 6th birthday. I love the show. I'm thinking you jump out the cake and tell some jokes.
That's the 15 rand tequila talking.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you think, okay, it's nothing. And then he came back again and I was like, dude, I'm serious. I want you to do this thing. So I was like, okay, let's give it a shot. So I'd been there a couple of times, like once or twice, just to check out the place.
Just to see some naked people.
Okay. So
so you...
After still 8 listeners, right?
Yeah, so after he spoke to you, listening. After yeah, he spoke to you, did you go after he spoke to you to the Summit Club? Or had you already
I
been?
I had been at the Summit Club before.
Long time. He had the members only jacket when he was doing the
Love
show.
Love you though. Long time.
No, because sometimes...
Like at the Masters,
they go to the club. You just want to drink beer and
chill.
Exactly.
See titties.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Instead of dance.
Instead of buying a drink
women
and
with dance moves,
impressing them with your comedy.
You want to drink a CBC beer.
It's a shortcut.
And see titties.
It's the worst thing, watching a guy at the club dancing just to impress a woman. You're like, dude, you're working way too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just go to strip club, drink, and then if you want to talk to a girl, you can talk to a girl. It's simple. But we did the show. The first one, people were still
He was a lineup? So just explain how it works. It's a lunchtime gig or is it a nighttime gig?
It's a nighttime gig.
So it starts.
So you know what comedy is there? It's a filler.
Okay.
But 30-minute filler. So they do the dance and then they clean the stage. Then there's nothing happening on the main stage for 30 minutes. That's when comedy jumps in. Okay. Right after the TDs and the
so what was
they clean the stage from the glycerine and whatnot.
You're on a stage. You're on a slip.
Yeah. You're on a slip on a 10 rand note.
Yeah. You're just on stage. Like, I know you. Some of you might be hard right now, but
yeah,
I want to tell jokes.
It's a standing ovation. Yeah.
Woo. So what if you got to see me and you're going to do 5 minutes?
Wait.
On stage.
Yeah, you don't do 5 minutes.
With your wood.
No, you don't. You pack it.
I plucked it against your belt.
No, like, I put it along my waist.
You use it as a belt.
Yeah, along my waist, so it doesn't show anything.
So who was on the line?
African belt.
The first one. Who was on the line? I think it was me, George Kuda. Oh, there was a lot of guys.
I am not surprised.
Here's the thing.
A lot of comedians were just
there.
George Kuda performed, right?
Yeah.
And Sia Sayer, I think, was also on the first one. He performed. There were a lot of other guys who I won't mention because they never got to perform.
What happened?
They got there. We had our own booth and everything. And then and it was just me and CSA after that, and George Guda. And I was like, where is everybody
so the
else?
The comedians went to the private lounges.
They were gone. Because they get special treatment, right? The girls, oh, comedians, okay, cool. Let's hang with them.
Funny
guy.
Oh,
and, it's lap dance. And they're like,
Jason,
oh,
does that happen to Brewers?
Like, no, it's fine. Just do it.
So you got to check.
Unfortunately not.
Hi, what do you do?
You've never performed at a strip club.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Okay, so you did the lineup, and then you, why didn't it work?
Because no,
we've done it,
did
it before
work.
At Rock Paradise.
Yeah.
And you are exactly what you're saying. They felt that the guys weren't buying drinks or they're not doing something between the dancing ladies, so they did comedy, and it didn't work.
Oh, but the
they
cool
only had
thing
one
is,
comedian. I said have an ensemble because yeah. they at least have a variety.
Never, yeah.
You had to go on stage for half an hour by yourself, and there was no intro, there's no music.
Yeah.
And a host is important, man. You know as well as.
Yeah,
as
that's
yeah,
the best.
Yeah. I was the host
best,
every time.
The best yeah. is when you, like, they're like, go, and there's no music, nothing. You just, like,
and
start.
And it's
you
a
just
stage.
Start, what? You what? Just start talking.
Right now. Yeah,
he's like, yeah. Oh, is it guys now? Is it guys now?
Oh, okay.
What's he going to do with the mic? Where's he going to put it?
And also, I went up. Is it guy? This
should have
changed.
Blue? Should have, what?
But I also went he's going to do it. Scorn, this nigga's crazy.
Did you ever smell Jason?
Did you ever do So a Man Walks Into a Titty Bar?
Oh, no.
You see, you can.
I would have.
I was sniffing the pole and guessing the dancer's name. So I said, I'll do like a, what is it, like a variety show.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the name of the pole, of the dancer who's been on the pole. And then you give me money. And then at least they were laughing because I was doing something.
Yeah.
Because they're all the same names.
That's
Misty,
funny.
Storm.
Yeah.
That's
Cinnamon.
Funny.
There's all this candy.
How many poles were there?
There's only one, but I could tell the difference. You know when you age a rock?
Yeah.
You carbon date it.
And you can tell the high up.
Dave has been there so much that he knows how each one smells like.
He's a
just
strip.
Walks in and is like, oh, Mr. was here.
They all smell. He's been to China City and they've got the perfumes,
yeah.
but it's not the real. It just says Armani.
Yeah.
And it's been stamped in with those diamonds.
Oh, yeah.
Things.
Yeah.
So that's how you know. So it's Armani, but not.
Yeah.
It's not CK1.
It's, yeah,
David's a stripper pole connoisseur. He's like, yeah. It's a good year.
I'm the only person that my contractor
Woody note.
Has never done it before. When he did my kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and I said, and can you put a pole there? He said, oh, those are nice. And you put the glasses, and I said, no, a pole in the kitchen. And he's like, sorry, I don't really understand. So I had to take him to a club and show him. And he
that's
was there checking the bolts and everything. And that was my excuse for taking my contractor to the strip club. But now he put the stripper pole in my
kitchen. What are you doing at the strip club? Renovations to the house?
Just checking.
Yeah.
Do you mind? Can I just check the studio?
Great ideas.
Can I check the pole? I'm doing this for us.
Okay, so it didn't work. Why are you still doing it?
Well, it kind of worked. But now, I don't know what happened with... I sort of felt like a lot of comedians were not really... Because we did like 4 shows. And... Two of them I had to just be there doing 30 minutes.
Oh, because they wouldn't pitch.
But yeah, but sometimes
also,
guys
they
would
must
pitch
prepare
and then
their
they
stuff,
got
man.
Too nervous. They're like, no, man, they're not going to laugh. And I'm like, come on, man.
We never worry about it. Get on stage, bro.
Baxter went there and Sia also. The guys who went there and told jokes.
Yes.
Like normal jokes.
Yes.
They killed the place.
That's it.
Got standing ovations, money thrown at them and whatever. And then the guys who came with the idea of it's a strip club, let me go crass and people were like, oh, come on. We just saw titties. We don't want to do that.
You don't want to be
nothing coming out of your mouth is what surprises me.
You don't want to be a cunt on stage, they just saw one.
Yeah, exactly. don't explain to us what we just saw. Just entertain us.
Yeah.
So you've been doing other things as well. So besides the awards, are you enjoying comedy? Are you digging it?
Yeah. Sometimes I enjoy it.
But there's a trust now because they're trusting what you're doing.
Yeah, I guess so. People even ask me for advice now, which is weird. Yeah,
no, but I'm just talking about family or people that when you had a center, you went and studied or did a real job, and then you do this comedy thing, and they go, not that funny, man.
What do you mean a real job? Comedy is a real job.
Of course it's a real job, but people don't see it.
Oh, we think it's a real job.
What time do you wake up, Snooze? What time do you wake up? We busy, man.
They call me Snooze, baby. You know what I mean? I wake up when I wake up. All right.
But Snooze all over TV and stuff, so now he doesn't really have to wake up. Snooze.
Are you on TV, bro? What have you done?
I don't have a TV. Snooze is not on TV. You have to ask Snooze, are you off TV now?
Oh, really?
That's how Snooze is on everything.
Oh, I don't have many awards.
Where's you must take a photo. I'm going to take a photo of like the stage.
I've got UConn rewards.
And Woolworths.
Woolies.
My school.
My school.
Okay. And those big advertising awards. Come on. Don't play humble here.
Yeah,
I know you're big in those games.
I play in the creative space. I don't call it advertising. You know what the thing is?
Yeah.
Like as comedians, right? We are creators. We see the world differently.
Yeah.
So I've just like figured out ways to monetize that shit. I'm just like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, yo, brands, hear me out. what if, and then
oh, see, okay.
It's actually really, they're just jokes. I write jokes and I put a brand in it. Yeah.
Oh, so you, yeah. Okay.
They throw money at me, but in a different, in a,
in
different,
a different.
But now listen, way. That's actually ties in with Jason, not Jack. Jason. To actually come to who approached you, or did you, would you guys hear about it because of your, you deal with emperors anyway on a daily basis? So
yeah, how did you get involved? Well, you know, we like to be involved in any of these things, you know, any kind of beer festival.
So
if they
got
a way to get your brand out.
Yeah. They got a marketing department. They continue. Are you keen?
Yeah.
So what's your setup there? When is it? What time is it? Are you, do you know any of those things?
Yeah, tomorrow 1 till 10, at the Red. Give me a second.
I'll tell you what it's called.
Red Roman Shed.
The Red Roman Shed. Now, that's actually quite a smart idea because of the craft industry moving. They can have any kinds of things. They can have craft markets. They have things.
Yeah,
they've had a comedy night there. They had Chris Forrest did his show there, Don't Burn Your Sausage. I don't know how it went with, what's his name?
Classic Chris.
The other chef guy.
The other chef dude.
Yeah.
Peter Goffwood.
They were naked. They were naked in the aprons.
They wear aprons and they're naked.
Yeah. They should do a thing at the summit as well.
Like, don't burn your sauce at the summit.
We'll come back to that because what you said there is actually smart. It's good advice. But then they contact you and you've already got is your beer in Emperor's in some of the spots?
It may be. I'm not too sure. Okay. Not at Hooters, no.
Not. Okay, because that's the only place I go to. So then what is your job at CBC, the Cape Brewing Company?
Well, just part of a team up here in Joburg to get our brand out.
So you guys never get to go to Cape Town and see the mountain?
It's not really a mountain.
It's a lifestyle.
At least we're
at the Magaliesberg.
So where are you based?
I'm in Joburg.
And we're in central Joburg?
In Paul.
Okay, but here you're literally just doing marketing and sales.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no brewing happening here in Joburg.
None whatsoever, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But I mean, that's difficult. You guys, the industry was a bit easier, say, 5 or 6 years ago. Who was the players? You could get. Hey, what have you got? It was always Jack Black was big.
Jack Black, Devil's Peak,
and then you got
ourselves. Yeah,
and then there's another guy up there called Red Rocks.
Red Rock. Yeah. Ellen.
Where do these names come from?
Well, Devil's Peak, I think, is quite self-explanatory.
Snooze.
Yeah.
No, I'm not from here, guys.
There's a mountain in Cape Town called Table Mountain.
Yeah.
On that side's Lion's Head, on the other side is Devil's Peak. So it's a little horn.
Oh.
And the brewery was literally in Woodstock. And from the window, in fact, the logo is from the window, is that. But then they turn it into a little, like from a card. You're a branding man, you know that.
Yeah.
The club.
I think so.
It's a club. You're there. You know, you pack a card, Ace, and you got your space clubs.
Oh, yeah.
You should be a tour guide. That was nice. I felt like I was there. Yeah. You know?
Right. He explained.
I was on the mountain. Wait.
That's the door opening.
Oh, I was waiting for an explanation.
Yeah. I thought you're opening
this is what I want to get more things involved. Is that's a comedy night. And then the other guys that are normally coming in that wouldn't come normally. They're gonna come there for the beer and they're gonna get the comedy.
Exactly.
And the lineups are lacquer, man. It's Chris Forrest.
Whoop.
Vin Diesel's gonna be playing some music afterwards.
Vin Diesel.
Jason Goliath's there.
Whoop.
And then Mumsy's there.
Nice.
Chris Forrest and then Graham Watkins Project are playing some tunes afterwards. And Dave Levinson's gonna just walk on the stage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
gonna
I'm thinking
that's
maybe
surprise
you
know, act.
That's just, always
and
a
And then you're gonna be pouring some beer for us.
Wait,
I'll pay you. You know what I want to do is I want to have comedians there
just
that get involved in it because it's not that we celebs, but we bring a fun element to anything.
Yeah, that's true.
When you go, radio interviews.
We're just happy to be out. We're just like, oh, it's a microphone and people.
That's all we care about.
Tickets are $100 and I think it's a comp ticket vibe or something like that.
I believe so.
It
yeah.
might be because it's with it. So, do you ever go to radio interviews and they know when there's a comedian coming?
The worst thing is that, like, tell us a joke.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. It's like,
after you guys have been laughing for like 30 minutes.
Exactly.
You're about to leave now, so tell us a joke.
So, before you leave,
this whole time?
How about a joke? You're like, how? But you're crying.
That's right. Guys, do you have a joke lined up? Do you have a joke in the chamber?
Every time.
Yeah.
I don't. I have the, like, generic response that I have now. Tell us a joke. And I'm like, okay, cool. How much are you paying me, though? Because I get paid for those.
Because I did this interview for some exposure.
Yeah.
But you want the joke, we pass a hat around.
For free.
But if I did, I've done that. Someone said to me at O'Brien, said, oh, you've been here the whole day and you haven't said it jokes. I said, yeah, but I do it for a living. It's how I make money.
Mm.
So she ducked around the bra with her hat. I got about 300 bucks. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Now we have to tell you.
And I've been there the whole day, pissed out of my brains. And I'm like, okay, so I have to now do this thing.
Yeah.
Gather around, everybody. And I took that money, bro.
Yeah, that's comedian's Achilles heel, man. As soon as there's money in front of you, you're like, oh, I don't want to do this.
That's what I want to come back to. Like, have those one-liners. Not they're so special for the person's brain. Because the synapse doesn't work on, isn't an escalator funny? You know when you're on the escalator and someone's coming down towards you, at what point do you actually say hello to them? That's how my comedy brain works.
Story.
But at the bra, they're like, yeah, shut up.
Yeah, you got to tell
them. You got to hit them with those one-liners. And they're there. There's books with them.
Yeah, I just roast Stephen people. Wright.
Exactly. Who's Jason coming? Let's talk about your comedy background. Are you a Joburg boy?
I am, yeah.
Born and bred school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boksburg.
Really?
Yeah.
CBC.
No.
It's a school. No. It's, okay, no, it's a school.
Yeah, cool. They also have the.
So he's from somewhere? Malawi?
Malawi. We actually did have a show with Daliso Chaponda. You know Daliso?
Yeah, I love him.
Oh, yeah.
Derek has made some stuff. Daliso Chaponda.
He entered
a competition. What?
This guy.
No, because I thought he was from Zambia or something.
No, no, it's Malawi.
That's anything further from Zimbabwe sounds Zimbabwe.
Anything with Zimbabwe. Like Burkina Faso.
Nice. You guys are doing a show in
Namibia.
Malawi.
Namibia. Yeah, what did he call it? What did he call it?
Trump.
I'm opening for him, actually. We're doing a show on the 27th of November, next month.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
when is that?
That's next month on the 27th of November.
27th of November, you in 27th Zambia.
Malawi.
Lanta, not Zambia.
Lanta Ali Longwe. If you guys
but
are
what's
out
it
there,
like to go back?
Check it out. No, it's always dope because it's like we're literally the only two. What's going on?
Just talking to the mic.
There we go.
So you're the only two. So he entered a competition overseas. Britain's Got Talent or something.
Yeah, but he's been doing it for a while though.
But he got really far. He got into.
He got very far.
Didn't he win it?
No, top three.
Trust me, we would have known.
Would have been in the Malawian
Times. Oh, he didn't win it.
We would have known. Like,
the Malawian Gazette.
Yeah.
Jason.
Malawian Cosmos.
Isn't Malawi where you don't have roads?
No, we don't have roads. We've
got
A-Road.
Colonialism.
We don't have roads. We've got A-Road. It's good enough. Because we've got
also,
like
Madonna's making a road now.
McDonald's.
In roads. Madonna.
McDonald's. It's a drive-through. It's just one big drive-through.
Yeah, because I was like, they're just going to make a road that leads to their shop.
But wait, Snooze, in Malawi, what's the comedy background there? If Dalisa's coming, Daliso Chapondo's coming there.
Yeah.
At the Blantyre Bowls Club. What is it? Blantyre.
ICC.
International Convention Center.
Yeah, we've got those guys.
But why don't you organize something for us, man? Let's all go.
In Malawi.
Yeah.
Will you guys be keen?
Fucking to go to Malawi.
Yeah.
Of course, man.
This guy's been to the summit club.
He's been to the it's no strip club.
You know? Are you allowed to be gay in Malawi?
No, dude.
No. You still get locked up for that.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Yeah. But then that's where you get most of the action in jail.
Exactly. The gay people sort it out. Like, yeah, lock us up. Yeah, put the handcuffs on. Yeah. Real tight. Yeah. Yeah.
Touch me. Yeah. I might have some.
I want to go for a shower.
You're going to use that truncheon.
I'll be such a dirty boy. You're like, whoa.
Okay, so that is the law, by the way. So no holding hands. You know, after gig, when you know when you give that handshake with the money?
Yeah.
Can't even do that. You know.
Hey, what's going on?
We have to investigate you.
Jason, how's business? Because when we do a gig, they literally come to you afterwards with 500 bucks rolled in money like this, and they shake your hand because they don't want the other comedians to see that you're getting more than
how much you're getting paid.
Like a headline, I'll get a
grand. If your money fits in a handshake, you're not making enough.
You're not making nearly enough.
I need a hug.
If you wear a name tag to work. Jesse, is he making money? Is it bucks? Is it hard work?
It's very hard work, yeah.
But you a marketing man background or just flipping work?
Work.
Do you have to have a beer to do craft beer?
You don't, but it helps.
And you said you got into trouble once where someone actually thought you were Jack Black and not Jason Black.
Yeah.
Marketing agent.
Did
they really angry with you?
They were, yeah.
So what was it like? Jack Black promised us something.
Yeah, get out of my shop.
Really?
Okay.
They actually thought Jack Black was a real human.
They did.
Okay, but then they just saw Jay.
Jay
Black.
Isn't Jack Black an actor?
Jack Black's an actor.
Yeah.
Have they not got into trouble
for that? I
don't
think that's his real name either.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Does Jack Black know that you guys are selling beer using his name?
Well, it's not his real name, so who cares?
Oh, he's staged.
I'm not selling.
I call my beer Snooze.
I'm coming for you.
So you're not selling comedy?
I'll be happy with that.
I'm not selling comedy.
So how many comedy shows have you been to in this country? Like, guys?
Eight.
besides us, who are your roll call.
Who's your favorite comedian? Exactly.
Besides us,
yeah. Tabiso
and Dave
Klongo, yeah. And Dave Levinson and Eric Janssen, who's not here.
The ghost of Eric.
I was always quite fond of those Melville cool running shows with John.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
You know, sitting in the front getting shouted at and sworn at.
People actually loved it. They sat in front and wanted him
abuse
to say. Yeah. So they'd go, what are you doing? And then the show would start.
You know, I always hear stories about Cool Runnings, right? And how it was always so packed. And I keep wondering, where are these people now? Why aren't they coming out to watch shows?
The people, yeah. Well, they got jobs. They moved and had kids.
They grew up.
You were talking about this is 18 years ago. Probably, 17 years ago. Yeah, so you were at college. No, well, you weren't married.
Late high school.
Yeah. Late high school, college, you're smoking substances because you don't have to worry about getting up in the morning.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can't do that. I mustn't say that I did that. But on the Clarence Comedy Festival, we had some stuff. And I took a day to recover and had to work and drive home.
Some stuff. Not just one thing. I had some stuff.
Natural, you know, it's too herbs. Much when you don't even want to name the thing.
Exactly. It was a cocktail.
They couldn't name it. So he said it's some sort of monk skunk.
Monk skunk. Moment of silence. What is it? This is a struggle song.
It's a struggle song. But I'm just for the younger guys, and that's the reason.
Yeah.
So those guys, when you say they all were there, they came to the shows. Mm-hmm. Where the fuck are they now? Because although you know, Parker's is a 300-seater, and on a Friday and Saturday the place is full. Thursday and Wednesday they struggle. Then the Sunday they've got that sort of one man show.
Oh, yeah.
They used to have the church there, but then the bar bill was very low. They just drank wine. The box is always okay. Damn. Boxing only take maximum 70.
Yeah.
Maybe
pushing it
around
90, 100.
So then Goliath also it looks fuller than it is because the tables are quite separated.
Yeah.
But it's also only 150 people max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they are out there. They've just got jobs now and they should be able to afford comedy.
Yeah. At different places.
Yeah. But maybe they got kids now and school fees and school shoes and you know, I don't know when those back to school ads start playing.
Oh.
But that's the perfect time to go watch comedy, I think.
We were also supposed to have what I like with our guests is to do a quiz.
Oh shit.
But a proper old fashioned quiz with nothing to do with comedy.
Yeah.
But these quizzes are all based in America and England, so I really couldn't be bothered.
Let's not do that.
So I don't want to be stupid on your podcast.
He just brought it up and then cancelled it. I got this quiz, but let's not do that.
No, but I mean, I did it, and then last night I read through it, and I'm like, these are questions from England.
Oh, so you were cheating. He was cheating.
Quick brainwave. Since you like naming your beers after comedians, bad
yes,
things,
yes.
Find the worst comedian and then find, make the hardest beer you can ever make and call it that guy. For instance,
that guy.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah. Or just call it by his name. This is called the Tabiso beer because he dies so much. If you drink it, you just might die too.
Yeah.
That's right. So each beer comes with the flavor of the comedian. So
yeah.
A guy like, let's call it Mr. B. Diddy. Dubey.
Just random things.
No, Dubey. It's Dubey, hey.
Yeah, Mr. Dubey.
Mr. Dibby.
The Dube.
So his beer will take much longer than you think. When you drink it.
There we go.
It's Jason, let me explain. The comedians are basically chicks. We just bitch and moan.
Yeah.
So there's a guy, he's a fantastic host. Okay. And he really is. He's funny and he's naturally funny. And he's got an infectious laugh. And he really doesn't care about, if you're not into it, he'll find someone that's into it.
Yeah.
So he's really a strong comedian. But when you're hosting, you've got a 10-minute opener. And maybe 3 or 4 or 5 minutes in between each act. Otherwise, see, if each comedian is doing 20 minutes, so 20 break, that's 1.5 hours of comedy. You can't be doing 40 minutes. So he'd do the intros. But he's learning. And he was on the show and he was so happy to go, okay, I need to learn these things because I didn't know about that.
Jay Boogie. Some type.
What's a Jay Boogie beer?
Thing also. Jay Boogie beer. That's wild.
It's unapologetic.
Yeah. It tastes sweet. But it'll mess you up.
No, it looks innocent. It looks like you can handle.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wow.
And then you're like,
is that the Jay Boogie flavored beer?
That's the Jay Boogie flavored beer.
What's the Bison Plonga beer?
I don't know. I guess it will win a couple of awards.
Kidding.
Without even entering.
Might would look like a beer, but then it tastes like a cider. Then you're like, what the fuck is this?
Coming sneaky from the corner there.
But I'll carry on drinking.
You're giving Jason ideas here for flavors of beer.
Tomorrow you'll be like in front of the
fridge.
Can
we get involved in that, please?
Sure.
We need you to sponsor the show and then you come up with just every season. So we'll find a comedian.
Yeah.
And then he's got a personality and then that goes out as a seasonal.
Yeah.
Right. But there must be Don't choose the worst comedian because then he gets more FaceTime than all of us.
Oh, but look, listen,
she.
Guys,
did I say he? He or she
for bad comedy?
It will be a he because we're quite sensitive when it comes to our female.
Well,
comedians.
This is the thing. You know that the Clarence Comedy Festival had an 80% female lineup.
Yeah,
and that's very uncommon in world comedy.
Yeah.
So we've got them here.
We're pioneering.
So we're here. We're doing this.
Yeah.
There's no more of that. When's the next female comedian coming out?
What's here? Yeah. What's the Dave Livingston beer like?
It's quite fruity.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I like it.
And tight.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's tight on the tongue.
It's tight on the tongue.
And it's a little tart. Bubbly.
Bubbly. Mm.
Small bubbles that tingle.
Yeah.
And you'll feel it right throughout your body.
Oof.
No, you know what? I don't know what it is yet because I'm loving beer. I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
And some guy said to me, look, it's a beer castle. I said, bro, the guy works at Castle. He's got gumboots on. He's got an overall. Mm-hmm. He works from whatever time, 7 o'clock in the morning, and leaves there at 8 o'clock. Now, why must we disrespect his beer and say, no, I'm only drinking this pumpkin-flavored thing which is made with a monk's tears and panda shit. So there's no difference. That guy works hard.
Brand.
What's a snooze beer? It's big.
The snooze beer.
It's hearty.
It's big. It's black.
Yeah,
it'll knock you the fuck out.
Yours is a stout.
It'll knock you the fuck out.
10% alcohol.
12%.
12%. That's wine.
You gotta love good head if you drink the snooze beer.
So snooze beer. Snooze beer.
It's a beer reference, by the way.
It's big and dark.
It's big and dark.
It knocks you the fuck out.
It's like that. You know those beer ads with that bold, dark taste with that African voice. I don't know who that guy is.
It's Akin Omotoso, isn't it?
No, just touching himself in the studio.
Tyson Ngobeni.
Bold. No, I think Tyson does.
Strong.
Does incredible accents, man. He got such great accents. Tyson Gabini does incredible accents. Have you seen his one? He just got to the agency and he said, we drink coffee.
Yeah. I'm like, wow. Oh, man. Tyson and Gabini. That guy kills these
the future.
He's not the future. He's the present. It's just that he's busy trying to get life together and stuff. But I always feel like there are guys who would transcend comedy.
Yeah,
but they're too busy focused on, let me just get life together.
Yeah,
I'm like, hey man, you're robbing people out there.
Fuck
you
life.
Do that. You do a lot of that.
No.
When last did I see Snooze performing?
I don't know.
But
I
see Snooze on you TV just on every TV, day, man. And I'm like, Snooze matter.
Guys, you gotta chase all the angles, guys. Like when the
so
things
what are you
happen.
Doing? So hang on, let's talk about This Is Africa for a second. I know we're not allowed to speak about it until it airs.
Yeah, we could.
But
get
no one really listens to this.
We could get pulled off.
What was the?
We could get pulled off the thing.
Did you get
about?
An email from the company, which was called Well Done Media?
Yeah.
And then I was confused by the email. Must I be honest. What did yours say?
Mine didn't say anything. They tried to call me, but I was
on TV.
I was in Miami.
Oh,
you're kidding me!
Balling out.
You know.
He goes to these. Oh, yeah. He's always dressed cool, and he just gets the ladies.
Snooze. He's with his lady.
Oh, you guys are casting me up. Keep talking.
Snooze.
Keep
talking. Three vacations in a row on Instagram.
But it was all work related.
He was talking about just vacation, just a little outing. I'm like, dude, it's been 3 months. No one goes on vacation.
Is it a vacation? Because you're going out and getting suntan. Baking, baking.
No, you're
going
with your bae. Oh,
no, man. I thought you were being sarcastic. Put the K together like that. Bakecation.
Oh, you really didn't know that?
No.
But that's actually a good idea for a cooking show. Put that on ice. Let me sell that to some brands real quick.
For a cooking show.
For a cookie show.
So you use this podcast as your
brainstorming right now. I'm brainstorming right now.
You've just come up with a dark beer for yourself. Are you going to make that, please? A comedy side of things.
Yeah, we'll just fill it up with tequila.
Yeah, like you call it like a Jack.
Is yours good?
Jack black.
Jack dark.
Black,
it's black. So black. You can't even see. If you pour it, don't pour this at night because you'll never know when to stop.
It's kind of syrupy.
You know what I mean? Like one starless night.
It's, you know, I find that beer a bit racist.
Yeah. No, like you drink that beer, that's BE points right there.
If you mix it with a whiter beer and it sort of washes it out and becomes color. Eric Gibson. So that thing, it's called This Is Africa.
This Is Africa.
Jason, we're gonna talk about Africa now.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll just sit back.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Africa. You literally sitting back. He literally, like, you guys can't see it. He literally just said, he just got up and walked out.
On the show today, we have Snooze, who's from Malawi. Tell us, Snooze, when I say Africa.
Here we observe the African comedian.
comedian in his unnatural habitat.
Yeah, behind the and a green screen.
And the green screen. Yeah, so it was a blazing show, right? Because we just got to speak about mm-hmm. all things Africa.
That's what the email confused me. She said something about identity and how you identify as an African, and here are some of the questions we're going to ask you.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were deeply proper, and I said to her, like, can I just send her maybe a picture of myself and see yeah. that I don't know what blessers are, I don't know what shoot day is.
Like all these like black dudes, and then Dave walks in, we're like, what the fuck's going on here? I thought this was Africa.
that's how those people
we're
feel
like, oh snap, Dave's an albino.
This is our new
we
MD.
Didn't know we kill you guys. Hey, you Ms. guys are
Eric.
So it's cool. It's a TV show. I think it's inserts. I don't think it's a full on.
It's
a documentary, literally.
It's like that show 10 out of 10 type style. They throw topics, like African topics, like to African
guys. Interesting. Okay, let's talk my white Africanness.
Dave,
I've never considered my Africanness.
But you are.
Oh, yeah.
I was born here. I survived apartheid.
Yeah.
But all that stuff made me who I am. And when I go overseas, I identify more as an African there than I do here. Because they ask me questions, and like I'll say stuff, and I defend my country, man.
Guys, overseas.
I defend it. I'm to overseas Madagascar. Overseas will bring that. It's right.
No, it's true. Like
it's concentrated there. It's diluted here.
Because you go there and you're like, you guys don't know who the fuck I am. It's so weird, especially like when I was traveling, right, and you meet like black people, but they American, and you're like, yo, bro, where's the vernac?
We
can't talk behind white people's backs. Come on, let's do the vernac. These guys are talking English. Yo, man, these people.
Even
are crazy.
In America, like, I think the guy was in the shop and he said, the size. He asked me if I got the right size jeans. I said, yeah, bro, these are good. And he looked at me.
What was that first thing?
Isn't yebo natural? It sounds like yes,
yeah,
with a
it
B.
Should be.
Yeah.
I mean, if I went, yebo, isn't it happy?
Yeah.
It could be yes. It could be I'm glad.
Okay, listen to this.
Let's not get out the
way. Listen to this. Dabalo!
I am so happy to be here.
Exactly. That's
Jason.
That's, you don't even know what that is. I just
Jumbo.
Jumbo.
But that's like a Kuna Matata African. Like, okay, that's Disney.
It's fully
that's Disney.
That's
Disney vernac.
Leon
Schuster.
They
should know though. They should know.
You know what I mean?
So then this program comes on. Soon it's going to be on. Hopefully they will air this when it does come on.
Hopefully.
So
we
what
edit.
Were you, how did you feel? What were your questions like? I mean, there were a lot of church questions.
There were a lot of church questions. They asked me a lot of like
black coffee.
Yeah. Speaking of church,
and you notice
that what they, is that what they play at your church?
I did that with one arm like that. I just put that up
in the pocket. Do you know why his hands in the pocket? He's counting his money.
No man, the agents will slap you if you say that.
No, I'm joking. I'm a big
no. He slaps people. He doesn't.
He does a slap.
Damn. Okay. Enough about that. Tell us about the show. What was the most difficult part?
I wouldn't say it was fun. To be honest, it was really fun.
Did you feel pressured to have funny answers?
No, I mean, Africa is just funny naturally. Like, the truth is funny. Like that. That's. Yeah.
Were
that's
you scared
been,
of going to cliche?
What? No, not really.
Because a lot of times they ask about accents and things, and I said, guys, you know what? Like, it's difficult to talk about accents if you're not in the right environment, because it can sound so derogatory.
Yeah.
But at the comedy club, it's so nice when you do a lacquer accent.
Yeah.
And then it's absorbed by the comedy club in the context.
Yeah. But I mean, you got to do stuff that, you know, like for me, comedy, the comedy that works is the stuff that you know, not like when you're trying to be something that you don't know. So when I talk accents, I talk about like Zimbabwe because I'm half Zimbabwean. I think I channel people in my family.
Which half is Zimbabwean? The half that went over the fence first?
No.
What?
Yeah, that half. And then also like Malawi and stuff. So I just channel things that I actually
but that,
know.
That in itself is good comedy advice. And I think maybe... anything. When I speak to CEOs and they say to me, how do you just get on stage and talk? I said, I only speak about what I know.
Yeah.
So if you're a CEO of a company, write down the stuff that you know and then delve into things and question things so that at least you can say, we are also looking at things, but I don't know what that's about. But be honest.
Yeah. And I think it just comes more natural that way. Like people buy into you because they're like, okay, I'm getting to know this person.
Are you aware of what they're going to put on the back of that green screen with us talking? Because then we spoke about the Kruger National Park holidays.
Dude,
they're
going
to bust us, hey?
Bro, like, and I said some things about my president. I might not do that show with Dilitso Chiponda. I might not come back. They'll be like, yeah, bring him here.
Were you the one who spoke about doing a show and then having the secret police followed him and said, guys, don't do that again?
That was Carl.
Yes, he was in. He's from Uganda.
No, he's from Zimbabwe.
Okay, but they called it that. And the Ugandan comic that Angel spoke about, and he literally said after the show, They phoned his phone and said, "We're following you. Don't do that. Don't do that joke again, please."
We're following.
You know, like, following. I'd be like,
how do they get his number?
I'd be like, following.
It should say withheld. Like,
following
police.
Me where? On Twitter or Instagram? Make that shit count. A follower is a follower.
And then while he's in handcuffs, he goes, "Sir, thanks for the follow."
But at least those are guaranteed tickets. Like I always say, like, if you want a crowd to turn up, just like make Robert Mugabe jokes, then you know the secret agents from ZANU-PF.
Yes, it's
show
three
up.
Tickets you've sold.
It's just due to
because they have to
they
buy
won't
tickets.
Laugh. No, they won't laugh.
Like, they're in secret clothes, but yeah, we know who the fuck you are.
They won't laugh.
Me. Come inside, man.
Later, man.
Oh, the Goombinator.
Later, man.
But now, did you? Here's what I didn't like about the thing when the guy I answered the questions like I would answer a question, Dave Levinson.
Yeah.
And then he kind of looked at his Mac and he looked at his computer and he said, "Can you just answer the question again? Can you make it funny?"
Yeah, that was rough.
You've been on a program called This Is Africa. How are you, Trevor Gumby?
I'm good.
Are you just doing
all you funny guys?
Are you just visiting? This used to be yours.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Make Monday your bitch.
But you had like 7 trillion followers because you spoke about vaginas for 2 hours.
Yeah, I know.
With Nina, spoke about Nina Hasty's vagina and got followers. We talk about marketing and the Summit Club and we get fuck all.
I love the Summit Club.
Yeah, but there's vagina at the Summit Club, so
we got to go back to followers.
Go like, back actually, I'm not sure if I was booked for an interview on this show or the next one.
Never. Yours is, you've got something coming up though. You've got a big thing.
Yeah.
You've got proper stuff.
Yeah, the divorce tour on the 4th of November.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. We will talk about that.
Yeah, let's
but
talk about
I
that.
Can I please introduce you to Jason Black?
Hey, Jason Black.
And this is someone you need to speak to if you're going on tours.
Young Santa.
Oh, really?
Because look at there's his logo there. So speak, if you're going on a tour, you might want a product placement of some kind. Mm-hmm. We want the show sponsored, so we invite them as a freebie.
That's a craft beer.
He's crafty.
There's something called Brew Haha at Empress.
I know. Brew Haha.
Yes. I want that to be an annual thing.
And so I know you make your own beer in your bathtub.
And it's funny beer. Because really, it's flavored. That we is spoke so, about that what is would so you present. What would your beer be? Like, what does it taste like?
I'm on board. Straight up.
Guess what? Snooze, give us yours.
What was my? Oh, mine was strong and black. Oh. And it'll knock you the fuck out.
So
and it's got some good hair.
Pretty much. No, that's go, isn't that Sylvan Gacy's beer?
Yeah. Comes it. No, come. Why we didn't even go there?
Wait, what, only comedians.
Why would you start a comedy beef? A comedy beer beef.
With Siv.
A comedy BF.
Because he will knock you the fuck out, eh? He's a proper boxer, eh?
Wow. Nah, but then boxing and fighting are two different
things. I should say it should put you to sleep because it's snooze. It'll put you to sleep because it's a snooze beer.
The only comedian who I wouldn't go toe-to-toe with is Tips. Tabelo Tips shampoo.
Really?
Yeah, because he's like third gen judo and some other stuff.
Are you but sure?
I'll but the rest of you, I'll knock you the fuck out. Awesome.
What is a divorce tour? Just please tell.
The divorce tour. So I'm divorced.
3 minutes left.
Oh, I'm divorced and I'm talking about what happened and how I got divorced at Silver Star Casino. Tickets at Comedy Ticket.
How did you get divorced at Silver Star Casino?
No, I'm going to be talking about
put
it.
A
at
comma.
Got
put a comma.
I've only got 3 minutes, 2 minutes left.
Jason, did you admit it that you thought it's about my show of how I got divorced at Silver Star Casino?
Some people
imagine inviting your chick that she thinks it's divorced. A romantic night and you get on your knee like this.
Surprise, bitch!
I don't want to be with you anymore. She says, "Do you want to see other people?" Yes, you dumbass.
Let me go.
I already started.
Yeah.
Can we see other people? Silver I'm Star. Fucking way ahead of you. You're swiping right at your breakup dinner.
Yeah.
So you got divorced. I didn't meet your wife, did I? Ever?
I think you
I didn't cause the divorce because a lot of the comedians are like, Dave's always there trying to get with my chick.
No, unfortunately not.
So I didn't
think comedians say that.
Okay, so Silver Star Casino, and you are where? Place? Which theatre? The
big dome thing, yeah.
Excellent.
The thing that people
don't
say about Dave is like, I've wanted to try his beer for the longest time. But it's
bro,
like,
I make 3 liters a year. Drink it myself.
You have to get in a bathtub with him. That's where he proves
it. I don't trust him because he's always playing pranks and he's always funny. He might make it in his bath.
No, he will. He does.
That's what someone said to me. What's it? Alfred Adrian said, I'm drinking your beer, you make it in the bath.
Like, do you make it in the bath?
Yes. Like, nigga, is that bubble bath flavor I'm tasting there? Nigga, is that silent. Radox? I'm tasting a hint of Radox. You look like a Radox, man.
Okay, so we need to leave for now. Jason Beck, I want to see you at Brew Haha.
Indeed,
I think it's a fantastic idea that you guys have combined the two and more clients should be combining with comedy. So we're going to wrap that up. To be some comedy, you want to say good night?
Yeah, good night, people. Why are we saying good night?
Aren't they people could be listening to this at night.
Oh, because we got that one person from overseas. Okay. Good night to you, mate. To the rest of you guys.
Thank you for coming, man. Jason, thank you for coming. Sorry I called you James for the first 20 minutes.
Did he?
And you?
Dave.
Snooze.
I'm out. What's the podcast called? Huh? What's the podcast called?
Just Now Comedy.
Guys, we'll see you just now. Cheers.
Now what? That makes you uncomfortable.
This is CliffCentral.com.